Have you ever met an angel? Did they have wings? Maybe a halo polished gold, or a voice that sounded like a harp. Maybe they flew. If you haven't met an angel yet, I know you will meet one, because I have met an angel before. 2 years ago, I was serving at my first church. Don't try to guess my age, it's gonna be a while. Up in a tiny town called Wawa, Ontario. Over Christmas, the snowbanks were higher than my car. It was minus 45 degrees Celsius, and the ravens were the size of large cats. The moose, the size of minivans. And in Wawa, in the deep, dark winter, I got the granddaddy of all colds. I was shivering. I was sneezing. I was coughing. I had on 2 pairs of long underwear and 4 blankets, and I still felt like I was in the snowbank. I was miserable and lonely and wanted to go home, but the highways were closed because the snowbanks were 4 feet tall. Then, a knock on the door. One of my neighbors heard I was sick. She heard it from her granddaughter, who heard it from her friend, who heard it from the bartender at the Legion, who heard it from his friend who works at the pharmacy, who saw me dying in the cough medicine aisle. Within 45 minutes, I had a warm pot of soup, homemade chicken noodle. Good. I had delicious tea made from some of the blueberries that grow in Wawa. The driveway was cleared because her truck had a snowplow on the front. And my neighbor assured me that the rest of the town did not want to see me until I got better. The only thought that passed through my cough medicine-covered mind, she's an angel. What? So, this was just a nice old lady, I hear you say. She's not an angel. She's nice, but she doesn't fly. There's no shining lights. She made soup. Angels are crucial in the story of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. They tell Mary she is going to have a baby. They tell Joseph the baby will be named Jesus. They tell shepherds and wise men and the whole world that the greatest miracle has happened. Jesus is here. Everyone must know that the King of Kings, the one who will teach us about love and compassion, the one who will save the world, has been born. But who are angels? For the record, I looked, and there's a thing called angelology if you want to get a degree. I just got mine in English. Angels are messengers from God. I'm afraid the picture in your bulletin is wrong. Most angels in the Bible don't have wings. They look just like you or me, or your friend, or your neighbor, or the nurse at the hospital, the teacher in your classroom, or the blessed woman in the Timmy's drive-thru who puts extra honey in your tea. They do the 2 most important things: tell people about God's love and help people in need. That's all that they need to do. Tell people about God's love and help people in need. Mary, afraid and confused, was reassured by the angel that God loves her. Joseph, frustrated, was reassured that God was with him. The shepherds, not knowing about Jesus, were told about Jesus by angels, and the wise men who knew it was coming did not know where to go without them. They are in every part of this story, showing us that God is here and God loves us and God calls us together. This is the most important thing about angels. As I said, You can't tell them apart from you and me. There are angels here among us every day. There are doctors and nurses working right now. They are teachers that show us that we can read and draw and write and count and dance. They are friends that know exactly what to say to make us feel better. They're family that wraps us in hugs and neighbors that bring us soup and clear our driveway when we are on death's door in Wawa. They're doing what angels are supposed to do. Love others, tell them they're loved, and serve. And when we do the same, we are like the angels themselves, called to love and serve others, whether it's to say I love you, to write a nice card, or when it finally does snow again, and it will, clear out someone's driveway. I ask again, have you met an angel before? Someone who fills you with so much hope that you are warm from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. A friend who, when you're hurt, helps you, no questions asked. A stranger who knows exactly what to say to make you feel better. Someone who brings you the good news that love is here and is stronger than all the bad things in the world. I can't promise you many things in this life, but I promise you at some point we will all meet an angel. And so I declare I met an angel in Wawa. She didn't fly. I didn't see a halo. But she was definitely sent by someone wonderful. May the angels watch you and God hold you close. Do not be afraid, my friends. A miracle is here for you. The angels proclaim that the baby is here, bringing love to all. Amen.